Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, lovely peoples of the internet. We had some technical difficulties. I don't know where the ginger is, and she's probably not aware that I am not there, or she's chit-chatting on the other line or something. Who knows? Okay, now I'm getting ready to add her to the call here. Wow, don't y'all love it? We have these mornings where it's just crazy. Right before the show, everything just decided to freeze up. Gingerly.
There we go. Oh, my God. Skype decided to, like, break up with me right there at the end.
Oh, I guess it did to me, too. So maybe it was a Skype issue. That was
yeah,
weird.
I had to, like, totally force it to close down, and it sat there and spanned forever before it finally closed.
Wow. So we're alive on the air.
Hey, everybody.
We got no
streaming. There we go, and we're now streaming,
too. We're streaming,
because
I'm like, there is nothing going on around these parts. Oh, y'all. Okay, so it was Skype. Oh, I wonder what's going on. Oh, we got to do some investigation.
I heard you say something about, come on, Blog Talk, and then everything kind of went quiet, and I was like, maybe she muted herself while she did stuff. And then about that time, my headset went dead, so I was like, all right, I'm going to go change the batteries. And I sat back down, and I was like, sorry, I can't hear you. And I started looking, and I opened up the Skype window, and I noticed that it was just sitting there spinning. So then I tried to force it to shut down. It just sat there, spin for some more. I was like, oh, my God. It finally shut down, so I was able to restart it. I was like, all right.
Yeah, I kept having to do shutdown over and over and over and over, and I was like, oh, my God, my whole computer was frozen. I had my sneakers that I had been working on last night was frozen. You know, I was freaking out about that, right?
Ooh. And
I'll mess with a woman's sneakers when she's making it.
I had that happen with some mesh that I'm working on the other day, and I've been working on this mesh for like 3 weeks. I'm gonna finish it. It's just it's more in depth than anything I've done so far, and I get annoyed.
Ooh,
I'm like, girl. And when it shut down and I lost everything, I was like,
yeah, I still got yours. You know our collab. I was like, oh God, this. Me sitting there, I had that open too, right? I have a couple of those. Got the sneakers open, that open, and some ideas. I was like, oh, God, please don't shut down. Oh, God, I don't think I saved those pictures. Oh, my God, please. Oh, please, 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 Photoshop. Don't
girl,
do this to
girl,
me.
I feel you. Man, I need such a heart attack when that happens. Because you're like,
oh,
my God, what is going on?
I know you guys are like, what are they talking about? Well, we keep telling you. We do a little 3D modeling. We try to make a little extra cash on the side there in Second Life. So, yeah. This went horribly awry there for a second. I saw all that work gone. Just gone. no, please. Oh, that's hurtful. You know what? I believe I have locked Kit Natrix in a room somewhere. I have no idea where she is.
Nice.
Okay, I
know. What's your podcast this morning?
Well, it's her own fault. I did tell her to come out of the hallway. I found the coolest website I want to share with y'all.
Okay.
Because we might as well just forget music this morning. You guys will be all right without music, won't you? Yes, you'll be okay.
No music for you.
Put this website up there, Ginger. I found this just a little while ago. I had pulled some money out of my purse and saw a website stamped on a dollar bill.
I saw that because you signed up for it on Facebook. Okay.
Yeah, because they said if you want to track it. So I went to the website and saw where my dollar had been. Whoever else has had it since the first guy had it hadn't put anything in, but he had it in 2011, and it was in Massachusetts. So it says it's traveled over 1,500 miles. And how cool is that? I was wondering, you know, was there a way to track bills? And now I'm looking through, like, do I have another one? Because I want to track that one, too. But I only have the one. That is so cool.
That is so cool.
Some of you come up with some really amazing ideas. I was all kinds of impressed and
I don't have any money like this. Money needs to do this for, like, quarters or something, because
I don't think you can track quarters.
I don't think so either, but
And a lot of people don't even use cash anymore, which I understand cash is dirty, because this is smelling to me.
I don't have cash. If I get dollar bills of any sort, if I get bills, there we go, bills, monetary bills, they go straight to the other half because he spends those. I don't. I have no purpose for them.
You know,
like I found like $20 stuffed randomly in different places in my purse and wallet the other day when I was going through it. Like, I don't even remember having this cash.
Party at Ginger's house is what I'm saying.
I know, right? It was in my wallet, but it was like in three different places, and then I found some in a pocket, and I was like, because that's what I do with it. I just kind of stuff it randomly because I tend to use my debit card or my credit card. Mm-hmm. I don't use cash.
I tend to stick with debit cards and everything, which makes it very difficult in dealing with my Grams, who is still trying to almost there. She's still trying to come into the new age. So she says to me, they're forcing me to get my retirement money on a card. And I don't like that because what happens if I lose that card? I says, you call and you say it's canceled and you're fine. She says, well, I could just keep my money in my purse. I said, yes, but if your purse is stolen and your money's gone, it's just gone. And she said, and she thought about it. And she says, I got to get that card. I says, yeah. So, but she doesn't realize she can use it everywhere she goes. So she'll start saying, I got to go to the ATM and take the money out. And I says, no. You hand them that card, you can buy anything you want. She's been loving that. But still, you know, you have to talk to the older people, you guys, because for them, they're still used to the dollar bill so that they can count. My Grams is real good about counting her money, but when it's in front of her, yes, when you hand her dollar bills. But, you know, when she has that card, it's not always registered to her that she's spending her money. So she starts wanting to go crazy in the store. It's like, no. You know you don't have that much money on that card. And she goes, that's right. Well, don't they pay for it anyway? I said, no, that's a credit card. If you want to use your credit card, that's different. But this card is your actual money. So we...
Yeah, older people don't tend to grasp the idea of credit very well.
No.
But, I mean, but back in the day, they didn't have that. I mean, now think about it. 20 years ago, for you folks who are young and just now hitting your 20s, y'all don't remember credit cards in the early days.
Oh, yeah.
There was none of this having, you know, knowing how much was on your account at all the time. No. They had these carbon imprint things that you put the card in. And you pushed it through. Yeah. You had to balance it just like a checkbook. And people were like, balance a checkbook? How do you do that?
Yeah. Some of you don't even, some of younger people don't grasp the concepts of checks either. I know how many times I've talked to a younger person in their 20s, and they'll go, or even Baby Natrix, well, just write a check. I was like, okay, they want the money now when you're in the store. So check is not now. Check is kind of like you're saying, I promise to give you, but that doesn't mean that the money's there. And when you go to look, you have to keep a mental tally in your head of how much, you know, you've spent. And I don't like doing that, you know, having to count for that, something that's not come out. That's why I was an early adopter of when they started doing debit cards. And again, as Ginger said, some of you may not remember this, but there was a time, you know how you go to the gas pump and you pay, and you couldn't do that. They didn't even have it. And some gas pumps still don't. You could not stick your card in the gas pump and pay. So I used to hate that. I hate having to go into the store because I have this fear that one day I'm going to walk in the middle of a robbery. I kid you not. I have a fear of that. So I try not to go into the store when I get gas for that reason. I don't want to be a party to that. If you're killing people in there, if I see you, I'll call for help, but I'm not coming in.
Girl, I feel you. I know. I knew a high school friend. Well, high school friend. A person I knew back in high school and ran into him a while back, and they're now working at a gas station. And that was the only thought in my head the entire time she's talking about it. Oh, yeah, and I like working the overnight shift. And I'm thinking, you are going to get horrible, bad things happen because, yeah, sorry. That's a whole other rant.
Oh, yeah, we're all off on a tangent. They're like, okay, can y'all do the news? Because, really, I know, guys, sometimes we get off on a tangent. That's the
sometimes
fun part of listening
happens,
to the show.
We can't help it. Sometimes it's just one of those things. But we don't mean to. All right, but anyways, I've got some news. Speaking of creepy, oh, my God, going to make your head spin.
Uh-oh.
And where's that guy that used to argue with me all the time? Nobody wants to hack your stuff. Nobody wants to see what you got. No. Nobody's going to hack your Xbox. Well, how about a Houston couple? Hey, Corey, by the way.
Oh!
Houston couple had their baby monitor hacked. They had one of those fancy baby monitors, the ones that come with the webcam so that you can actually see your baby.
I was going to get that.
Yeah. Had it hacked. The Houston couple says they're still shaken after saying that they heard a voice of a strange man cursing and making lewd comments in the bedroom of their 2-year-old daughter.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. The couple, Mark Gilbert and his wife, Lauren, said that they heard the voice and entered the room. The eerie voice, which had a British or European accent, was coming from the baby, from the family's baby monitor. The hacker had apparently taken over the monitor. This happened on August 10th, so this was just a couple of days ago, folks. Just a couple of days ago. Mark says he was doing the dishes after his birthday dinner, and he started hearing some strange noises coming from his daughter Allison's room while she was sleeping. He says, you know, right away I knew something was wrong. So him and his wife got close to the room. They heard the voice calling his daughter an effing moron and telling her to wake up, you little esh. S word, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. The hacker began shouting expletives at the parents and calling Gilbert a stupid moron and his wife a bee. He says, at that point, I ran over and disconnected it and tried to figure out what happened. He says, I couldn't see the guy. All you could do was hear his voice and that he was controlling the camera.
Oh,
he says,
my God.
Thankfully, their two-year-old Allison is deaf, so she didn't wake up. She didn't hear anything. He says, that's somewhat of a blessing. He said, if she'd heard it, it would have been a bigger problem. He says, you know, and what's worse is this is quite possible that this has been going on for some time. He said this could have been happening for a while, and they just now noticed it. So people sitting there saying, nobody's going to hack my Kinect. Nobody wants to see me, what I'm doing in my house. Nobody wants that. Bull crap. Somebody does. Mm-hmm. It has happened. I told you so. I told you so. Oh, I told you so, Cecily.
Did you just say somebody's name?
No. I said thusly.
Oh, I thought you said Cecily.
I was quoting Big Bang. Big Bang Theory, yeah.
Here's the thing with the people that don't think that the other people want to hack you. You have to understand that there are malicious people on the internet just like there are in real life. You could also say, nobody will ever rob the corner store, but you know it's a great possibility that it'll happen because some idiot's going to come along and want to rob the corner store. Same thing with your hackable things. Just because they know computers does not make them smart. It makes them know computers. I actually had that discussion with my neighbor. My neighbor is an older woman, and she's figured out that I know stuff about computers, and she's very weary of her things being hacked, which I told her is a very mm-hmm. healthy fear to have so that you can try to put safeguards in place. So
mm-hmm.
She's asking me, you know, to teach her things, and she says, I never underestimate the possibility that somebody could hack my thing. She says, I don't know how all this works. She says, but, you know, you have to be really smart to understand it. I says, no, you don't. It's the same way as, you know, you teach somebody how to write. You just have to know the shape of the letters to start off with, and then you learn how to write. It works the same way. It doesn't change too much over the years. You're not going to wake up and, you know, routers work completely differently, or the keyboard works vastly different. They may raise or lower the keys. They may make them virtual keys where they light up, and it's just a little flat board, but it's still going to be a keyboard. You know, those things, you still have a monitor. You still have to have a way to view the computer. You still have to have a way to connect to the internet. I don't see that changing so drastically. So same thing here, guys. The person that knows how to hack is not smarter than you. They just know something you don't. That doesn't make them smart or more ethical or anything. They will still come after your stuff. And they will
exactly.
yell at your kid, your poor baby. They will watch your poor two-year-old child in the crib, and God knows what else he's been doing when he's watching that child. I don't even want to think about it. So you all... You know, this is going to – somebody right now is about to be rich because they're going to be inventing a new baby monitor that's going to have, like, its own Wi-Fi code or something. Something's going to have to come out of this good, I hope.
Yeah, I would hope so, too, because this is just ridiculous and
– disgusting. I wish they could have found out who he was. Oof. Guy, I hope you burn in hell yelling at babies.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, how dare you? That baby did nothing to you. Nothing.
It's an innocent child.
Why would you hack a baby monitor? I mean, besides the point that, you know, just to do it. I can't think of any other reason. And how dare you scare these parents like that? Ugh.
Wow. Okay, I got two news stories for you there.
You got news stories? Got news stories?
Yes. PS3 is headed to North America. I know you're like, so what? So what? And I know what you're saying. Well, that's not the good part. It's only $200.
Yay! Wait. This is a PS3 or PS4?
PS3. Oh, you know, PS4 is not even out yet. They wouldn't drop it on.
Yeah, I know, which was like, wait a minute. Man,
only $200 for you Canucks.
Run off.
Wait a minute, I'm not done. I'm trying to tweet this and say it at the same time. See, I multitask like a champ, people. Like a flipping champ. Somebody crashed Skype. Oh, my God. Okay, so, yeah, that's a rumor. I'm spreading it. I'm starting it. Okay, so, anyway, coffee just hit my system. Y'all deal with it. Sony is ready to bring its 16-gigabyte flash-based PlayStation 3 to Canada. This is based on a rumor from a retailer called Future Shop. Well, it's not a rumor. They put it up on their product page. So it's actually $199, and of course, you know, Baby Nature would yell and say, why don't they just say it's $207? The listing was pulled, but Engadget managed to get a screen capture of it, so
yay!
Yay! The tech site over there at Engadget also posted a photo of the new 12-gigabyte console, purportedly taken in a U.S. Kmart stockroom with a packing note, do not display for sale until August 18th. So you all that got Kmart near you know exactly when you need to be there now. If the pricing is accurate, according to GI.biz, the 12-gigabyte PlayStation 3 would represent a price cut for Sony's system. Currently, the least expensive commonly available PS3s in storage go for $270, but it comes bundled with a game. The 12-gigabyte PS3 was originally released in Europe last October. And at that time, Sony explained the decision by saying it wanted to make sure consumers wouldn't be space-constrained if they preferred a digital distribution of content to a traditional retail option. How very, very, very nice. Very, very nice. Okay. So I got another – well, this one's just a little bit longer, but I need Ginger to throw up the
Okay.
throw up this here website for me because
you give me a link, I will throw it up for you.
All right.
Copy.
I'll give you two. You can alternate between these if you like. I think we've mentioned this to you people before. Okay, don't show this one just yet. You can show it in
the lazy husband.
Wait. Hey, girl, let me do my story.
Sorry. I couldn't help it.
Okay, so last year, a Las Vegas kid by the name of Ethan Dugan found himself in a tough spot. His mother returned from a whirlwind shopping trip with about 40 dresses, skirts, and tops. Without his father home, Ethan was a default. What you think of this was a default for what you think of this audience.
Oh, my God.
Right? Poor thing. Like any...
Run, kid, run!
Run, poor baby. Like any decent, self-respecting 11-year-old kid, Ethan got tired of inventing new comments. Then he thought, I have a smartphone. He said, I recorded a few phrases. You look great. You're beautiful. Wow. No, you're not fat. And just played them. And his genius solution after he did that? Well, he said he figured there should be an app for that. So he made one. And Lazy Husband was born.
Oh, my God. I love this kid. Can I adopt him?
He also made an app called Lazy Wife and Lazy Kid. And he learned it in a website we keep telling you about. It's either under code.org or you can go to codeacademy.org. He made it during the summer, during his summer vacation. Between 5th and 6th grade. He also learned HTML, CSS, JavaScript, and more, which is where I'm also learning JavaScript on that site. He then put his skills to use with PhoneGap. It's a framework for building cross-platform mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and Windows phones with web technologies. And Ethan, as a reward or honor for creating such a cool app, he's going to be speaking at South by Southwest.
That is so cool.
Now, he says he's also planning to release an app called Bargument. This is an app that will help you win any argument in a bar, even if you're too young to get through the front door. Now, to win Bargument, all you have to do is open the app and type the fact that you want to prove, and then you show your friends the proof in a fake but very authentic-looking Wikipedia article. This kid is brilliant. Guys, you might be looking at the next Bill Gates or Steve Jobs right there. I'm just telling you. He's already got
how
the face for it.
How
you doing? He's a little too young for us, but Baby Natrix, no, get on this.
we're so horrible.
Now, he's going to be speaking at South by Southwest in Vegas, not in Austin, so don't, you know, get all up in arms and going, I'm going to Austin. I got to meet this kid. When they're asking him what he's going to do, when he grows up, this is why I said he might be the next Jobs or Gates. He says probably a programmer CEO. Look out. And he
asked,
if I could show you, let me see if I can get a picture. Yeah, this is a picture from our friends at VentureBeat has this. Throw up a picture of him. Tell me he doesn't look like both of them at one point in their lives, if you've seen pictures of either of them when they were younger. Y'all are looking at the future right there when Ginger throws that up.
There we go. He does. LazyHusbandApp.com. That kid is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going to do something amazing already. Got a great sense of humor, and he learned coding that quickly during his summer break. Baby Netflix is only halfway through her robotics part. You know, well, of course, you can't get her to sit still. She's also, you know, the Spielberg thing kind of distracts her. But, yeah, she's wanted to learn to do the robots. Like our two girls that
exactly. Oh my God!
But she doesn't want to put hers on. Awesome. She doesn't want hers on Mars. You know what she wants her robot for? Obviously, something to do with film. Can this thing hold my iPad? Is what she says, so that I can get it to record properly, so that my iPad doesn't flip the picture. All of her endeavors center around movies or filming of some kind. So that's what she's learning robotics programming for.
She is so cute. All right.
She's gonna start the Matrix. Is what's gonna happen?
Yeah.
Don't blame
her. Yeah, she is. And I always told you. It's going to be Corey's fault.
It probably will be. I take it.
And if Corey gave birth to her, so it's Corey's fault.
Mm-hmm. I have responsibility fully.
Zuniga, still clinging, trying to hold on to that iceberg so it doesn't go down completely, but it's going. Going. Three more executives exit Zuniga. They said, see ya. And in an email sent to Zynga staff and published on the company's official blog, CEO Don Matrick revealed that three more executives have left the social game maker for greener pastures. The
three
parties.
Since Mattress came, I noticed a lot of them are leaving.
Three departing executives are Cater Lee, Colleen McCreary, and David Coe. They are leaving the company to pursue other interests. Yeah, totally did air quotes there. Matrick also said that the company is taking layers out of the executive rank to get senior leaders closer to important productive product initiatives. He says our studio leaders include Steve Chiang, EVP Games, Viles and International, Barry Cottle, EVP Games, Social Casino, Travis Boatman, SVP Games, with Friends and Networks, Tim Letourneau, SVP Games, Farmville, Steve Parkus, SVP, Mark Skaggs, John Teen, yeah. Tech Live Ops and Publishing includes Nick Tenoro, Dorian Carroll, Adam Sussman. I think that's it. Oh, and of course, our functioning area leaders are Reggie Davis, who I know we've heard a little bit from, and Mark Vernesh. So these leaders will report to me and form our new executive team with immediate effect.
Run, y'all, run.
Run, dudes, run. I don't know, but I do think, I really do think that Zynga's just going down. It's not good.
Really?
Give up on Farmville. Y'all have not done a good job on the last, what, two? So just no.
Okay. I got
you? Okay. Right. You go ahead and then I'll do it.
You doing another one, Ginger? I'm sorry, I just interrupted.
Yeah, I was going to do another one.
Okay, go ahead, because I'm all excited about the next one. Is why I got like, oh.
You know, going down, baby, da-da-da-da-da. Anyways, Gold Farmer converts $75,000 worth of virtual gold bars and then gets robbed. Yep, that's it. Australian nurse Katrina Finchman had struck it big by playing World of Warcraft after earning about $75,000 by farming and selling gold. In the popular MMORPG from Blizzard, she decided to convert that cold, hard cash into cold, hard gold bullion. After doing that, she put it in her wall safe at her Adelaide home.
Oh, man.
All is right with the world. Why did you put it in the bank, you stupid person? But then something went horribly, horribly wrong. Her house was robbed and her wall safe was emptied.
That was
the
an
hell
inside
did
job.
You use? What kind of safe did you use? It got robbed.
A wall safe like that. What did you have it just sitting there like a safe? Did you have the picture in front of it like you're supposed to?
I guess, right? But here's the worst part for Finchman. She had the gold insured, but her insurance provider won't cough up the money. Her insurance provider, AAMI, refused to pay up and accused Finchman of fraud, claiming that she only converted the wild gold into gold bars so that it could be purposefully taken.
They might be right about that, though.
That's true. Naturally, Finchman sued her insurer, who countersued her for committing fraud. As the lawsuit continued, she was forced to sell her home to cover the cost of legal fees. And to add insult to injury, Finchman later found out that her ex-boyfriend helped the thieves, who made off with their gold by tipping them off for a measly $500. Wow. They say Finchman was not involved in that whole ordeal, of course.
I'm going to stay out of that one. Yeah.
But it has a point. Why the hell did you have it turned into gold bars? And my point, why the hell did you not invest that? $75,000 is a darn good investment. You could have started living off the dividends of that.
Yeah, really easily.
What is wrong with you?
That's just it. People get money and don't know what to do with it. I'm telling you, somebody drops me $75,000, I know exactly.
I'm going to invest that crap, and I'm going to start living off very. I mean, it's not a whole lot. People are like, you know, you will be rich. Well, no, but an extra $500-$600 a month is not bad.
If you do that right, you know, it could be enough to cover you for every month.
Exactly. You know, and if you continue working full-time, part-time, hey, that's even more. You turn around and invest that, what, $30,000 you made that year?
That's another,
you know, what, $1,000 a month or more. Yeah.
That's called hoarding money. That's what that's called.
Exactly. People be stupid.
All right. I got two. Okay, so
you got two?
Do my first one, and then I have, with that trailer that I just gave you, and then I have another trailer that you're going to do after for my second story, and then I'll let you have the mic back.
Okay.
So now we got some more GTA 5.
I'm sorry, I'm hoping you're not hearing me cough your ear. I thought I'm muting myself.
We heard some parts of it. All right.
Not bad.
Our Aaron Garib, who is the art director at Rockstar North, spoke with BuzzFeed. That's why I went bzz, bzz. And they were asked, is GTA a massive empty world? He says, in terms of raw man hours, this has been way in excess of any project we've done at Rockstar before. And if it's in excess, oh my God, I may be playing this for the next 5 years and still not finished. From the outset, we wanted to ensure that not only was the world big, but that it was absolutely packed with character and life. It's a level of magnitude way above GTA 4 in terms of what we've done on the environment side. I cannot wait. He says, I know that there are bigger games out there geographically, but I don't think there are in terms of content. He says, I want to stress that not only is this world huge, but it's absolutely handcrafted. Every little bit of this world has a large number of extremely talented artists that pore over it. There's always something to discover, something weird or interesting to see or interact with. It's absolutely not a massive empty world. Every tree was placed with consideration. Buildings aren't copied and pasted. Terrain isn't procedurally generated to pad it out. He says, I don't think many people will ever see anything, see everything we put into the world. He says, we used to call Liberty City a living, breathing world, but this is way beyond that. GTA has strong ties to GTA 4, owing to both games being produced for current-gen consoles. Ginger, we didn't lose you, did we?
No, I muted myself because I'm so congested.
Your mic, when you mute, will sometimes fade out. That's why I'm like wondering if she went away. Anyway, so GTA 4, of course, arrived 2.5 years into the console generation, and GTA 5 is at the end of it. He says, and it's still remarkable how much better it looks. GTA 4 was our first headlong jump into current-gen consoles, he says, but we had a lot to learn in every aspect, not just technically, but artistically, and even in terms of production. He says, we moved from effectively building a world out of some roads and boxes to much, much more detailed creation, and that first jump was really hard. Since then, we've had a lot more experience. We're comfortable building assets at the level of detail, and our coders are comfortable with the machines. We've pushed them much, much further than before. Sense of scale was the most important thing Rockstar wanted to achieve, and it believes it has a non-limited draw distance. Oh, my God. And lights drawn so far back. Love it. Heat haze and cloud shadows and advanced fog emphasize this even further. Streaming technology helps add all the extra detail, ensuring the world is not only bigger than GTA 4 is, but much more detailed. There's going to be so much going on at it, not just the backdrop of the world, but in the life on the street. Says you'll be able to see it all for yourself firsthand come September 17th. And what I just showed you was more GTA trailer that I found, which is a spoof of the political videos that were created for GTA 5, because when we tell you they go into depth, they go into depth. So I'm guessing Sue Murray is running for, I guess, mayor of Liberty City, And her, mm-hmm. I couldn't give you her her competition campaign trailer, Jock Cranley, because his picture is the middle finger. Is it? Yeah, that's the start of his trailer. So we can't do that during daytime, but you can go and check it out on YouTube. They just released it yesterday. I cannot tell you how excited I am to see what they've done. And you know what this means also, Ginger? I have noticed that whenever GTA does these big, beautiful things to their game, some of those things, I don't know how, there might be somebody running around in Second Life that's from Rockstar. I don't doubt it because we run into game developers in there all the time. That technology sometimes filters into Second Life. When they start doing updates, you start seeing some amazing things going on. Like you were telling me about the weather.
Yes.
There's a new sim called Dark City, I believe, that I went to, and I saw the weather, and I was, of course, you know, all amazed. But what really amazed me was I somehow ended up with my camera aimed down, and the water droplets were hitting the ground there in this sim, and I could see the water rippling out. I've never seen that before in Second Life. But it always happens. It's like clockwork. The second GTA comes out, then this something else shows up into Second Life that kind of mirrors it just a little bit. Not quite as, you know, it can't be quite as powerful, but I noticed these things start coming in. So we're due for another complete change in the engine probably right around September.
I can't wait to see that. That's going to be amazing.
I cannot wait to play this. Okay, so now I can do my next story.
Okay.
Because they just sent this over. Telltale Games. One of our other favorite
developers. Yay! We love Telltale Games.
Yes, they have released the first trailer of their upcoming series, The Wolf Among Us. It's yes. Do it, Ginger. Do it.
I have to proceed. I really want to proceed.
Do the rawr, Ginger.
Rawr!
This is based on Bill Willingham's award-winning comic book series, Fables, and licensed by Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment. The series will be shown to some of you players out there, the entire series, not just a trailer that they gave us, at PAX Prime in Seattle.
No, we don't do face cams on here. We're sorry. In for SXP.
What do we need face cams for the news? Anyway, the season premiere will make its later debut on your Xbox Live on the Marketplace. And also they said, I guess somewhere PC. Mm-hmm. It'll probably show up on Steam. And, of course, it'll be on your PlayStation. And you Mac people are getting it, too. And some other distribution outlets they've not yet named, so probably everywhere, your phone, your tablet. Fables is supposedly, I don't know for sure, a consistent New York Times bestseller and is one of DC Entertainment's longest-running series published under its Vertigo imprint since 2002.
So cool.
Right? It has over a dozen Eisner Awards, including Best Writer, Best New Series, and numerous wins for Best Serialized Story. The Fables universe has become one of the richest mythologies in the world of comics, imagining characters like Snow White. Remember we told you about this. The Big Bad Wolf and Pinocchio from the world's most beloved storybooks are real. Real and living among us with all of their powers intact. Set prior to events seen in the first issue of Fables comic book series, The Wolf Among Us puts you in the role of Bigby Wolf, a man once more infamously known as the Big Bad Wolf. He's now the sheriff of a hidden community in New York City, exiled from the land of fairy tales. Bigsby is tasked by the bureaucrat Snow White. Snow White, are you listening? To keep order within a society of mythical creatures and characters trying to remain.
We're a new show, Mr. Infor. If you think you can do better, you're very well, you know, able to try to do it yourself.
You know to ignore the trolls, girl. Thank you for stopping by, Infor, STXYP. You can stay or you could go, but we appreciate you stopping by. We love ratings, even if you want to complain. All right, so anyway, from a chain-smoking member of the Three Little Pigs to a car-stealing Mr. Toad itching for his next wild ride, The Wolf Among Us examines the lives of beings straight from the pages of myth and lore, now trying to survive on the meanest and most run-down streets of New York City. You can follow them on their Facebook and on their Twitter, at Telltale Games, or if you're not sure how to find them, well, we've already liked them. So go look through what we've liked there on our Facebook page, Gamer Girls Radio, and you'll find them. I am looking forward to watching this. This looks like it's going to be a game changer as far as, you know, web series. We've had quite a few that have come through that haven't done so well. Ginger, are you mad at the troll?
No, I'm still here. I'm trying to find the story that goes with my video for the next one.
Oh, are you laughing at what I just did?
No. I had a story that was gonna go that I'm gonna go with next, but oh, hey, look at that. That's cool. Yeah. But I couldn't find the story, but I found it. That and I'm trying not to cough or, you know, sneeze over here. I'm all congested. It's fun. All right, so now that we've dealt with that, Raccoon's Adventure. That's right. Apparently, it makes it better because it's called Raccoon and not Raccoon. A frantic race in the name of Dumb Love awaits players in this original adventure running game from Namco Bandai. I'm going to lose my voice. It's all there is to it. Hold on. Oh, my God. I can't breathe. All right. So, have you ever wanted to run blindly after your one true sweetheart, no matter the danger ahead? That's what Lovable Klutz Raccoon does in original adventure running game Raccoon's Adventure. Driven by his unrequited romantic desires, the charming but not very smart Raccoon leaves his cozy home in search of that special someone. A freshly picked flower, a goofy smile, and off he goes! In this frantic race for survival, Raccoon embarks on a fantastic adventure in a world that's as wild and as beautiful as it is dangerous. Guide Raccoon through the perils and wonder what's in front of him. Guide Raccoon through the perils and wonders that confront him with simple single-finger gameplay. Will Raccoon find the raccoonette of his dreams? His fate is in your hands.
That sounds right, a whole lot like that crazy skunk from those cartoons. What's his name?
I like Pepe Le Pew.
I like Pepe Le Pew, but you know, some of the little boys, a la the one in our chat room, they already are born knowing how to stalk. We don't need to give them any answers.
You
teach them how to do it. You don't need to give them all roads.
Yes, because, you know, we're not in the same room, nor are we in the same city. And, yeah. No. Hello, where's my voice? Oh, my God.
Are you ready? Because I've got news coming for you.
Yes.
All right, you people that have Windows 8 need to know. Start saving your data. Start backing it up. Because you got an update coming October 18th. This was just announced today. The release will be available one day early on the Windows Store. So all of you Windows 8 users can get it October 17th if you really want it. The Windows 8.1 is supposed to be the big one. Windows 8 has sold more than 100 million licenses to date and generated copious amounts of feedback from regular users and vocal tech press. Not a lot of it good. according to VentureBeat, Microsoft previewed 8.1 way back in late June at its Build conference. The 8.1 update includes a remedial start button on the desktop. Yes, because we needed to have that back. Internet Explorer 11, smarter search that looks across your computer and the web. Wasn't it doing that before when you were on Windows 7? Why do we need to add? Yeah, anyway, okay, so it has more windowing options, a redesigned Windows App Store, and 3D printing support. Really? Okay, so the 8.1 update will be free to all you Windows 8 owners, which makes this feel much more like a service pack, actually, not an update. Of course, they're trying to imitate Apple because, you know, Apple does their flashy operating system update every year, which is, they're just cheaper, so people don't mind. If you're not already on Windows 8, 8.1 will start shipping on new PCs in October. Or you can upgrade your PC to 8.1 on October 18th. Either way, I would like to have Windows 7. Why can I not have Windows 7?
I don't know. Bring it back, man, because Windows 7 is amazing. I love Windows 7.
It is awesome. I don't know why they got rid of it.
Yeah.
No faults, no glitch.
I don't know.
Oh, I see something about our troll, by the way. I'll have to tell you later.
Okay. Awesome. Interesting. Okay. There's a bit of charity going on right now, and I'm going to cover two stories. Riot artists contribute art for charity. Artists from League of Legends, Maker Riot Games have created exclusive art for Arum, All Random, All Mediums, an art exhibit and silent auction to benefit United Mitochondrial Disease Foundation. This event will be hosted at the Nucleus Gallery in Alhambra, California. That's happening August 16th through the 18th. Admission is free. So if you're in the Alhambra area, you can go check that out. Some of the artwork featured in the event will be League of Legends themed and will be available for purchase via a silent auction.
Ooh, nice.
Mm-hmm. This event will be this event will open with a launch party on the evening of August 16th from 7 to 10 p.m. and will continue throughout the weekend. The silent auction will be held on a Friday night. Money raised from these auctions will be donated to the United Mitochondrial Disease Foundation, which I think is amazing.
I am kind of like, wow.
Good for them. Good for gamers doing good. That's awesome.
I am, again, kind of like, wow.
Wow.
I like when we see them do good things. That's great. I'm still wow. Are you doing the next one? Because I got one. I don't really want to do it, but.
Yeah, I got another one.
Go ahead.
Speaking of doing good, Neverwinter Marathon for Child's Play now live on Twitch, but you're not going to go watch it until you're done here. Actually, this was yesterday, so maybe over. Anyways, publisher Perfect World Entertainment passed along word that the community team for its MMO Neverwinter will be hosting a 24-hour Neverwinter Marathon live stream on Twitch to raise money for the Child's Play charity. The Neverwinter team will be going nonstop from noon on Tuesday until noon on Wednesday. So even if you wanted to watch, you're just about late. Oh, crap, today is Wednesday, isn't it? Oh, dude,
yep.
You're about to take out the trash.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anyways, hanging out with players, cracking jokes, and trying to stay awake. More importantly, they will be encouraging viewers on the live stream to donate to charity in the hopes of giving Child's Play even more money to spend on buying sick children in hospital games and other things to keep their minds off their illnesses. In addition to showing off the new Fury and Feywild content and hanging out with players, the Neverwinter team will also be giving away prizes, having drop-ins with one or two developers, and guest-starring other members of the Perfect World team. Yay! Some of those giveaways included, since, you know, it's just about over with now, include Furry of the Feywild Pack, Neverwinter promo chest with a Valendra statue, and more, gaming mice, keyboards, Neverwinter t-shirts, and a few D&D board games. So, yay! And boo that I didn't hear about in time.
Aww.
I know, right?
That'd be sad.
It's so sad.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, I got to do this one, and then I got juice. Ooh, oh, my God, I got juice.
I just linked that one you gave me, and it was, like, over within, like, a matter of seconds.
Oh, well, that's good, because I don't like Rayman. Okay, so, you people, pay attention that like Rayman Legends. Last December, Wii U owners, you got your hands on Ubisoft Montpellier's upcoming platformer, Rayman Legends, for the first time in a downloadable demo, and that's probably what Ginger has. As of tomorrow, Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Vita users will be granted the same opportunity. The Rayman Legends demo is coming to more popular consoles, is the exact same one as was first available to Wii U users. That's why the Wii U people got the leg up on you. They made me do the Wisp thing with all that Wii U. Stop it. Supposedly it contains the fairy tale-esque teen season trouble level, along with the Swampset A-Toad story and the rhythm-based chase stage from Castle Rock, which, depending on which character you play, you're running from a fire or demolishing enemy forces to the tune of Black Betty. Yeah. Some of you are like, what's Black Betty? Go to YouTube, look it up.
You've not heard Black Betty? Oh, my God.
Some of them have. They just don't know the name. I find our newer generation, they don't know any of the music from the previous generations like we did. They have no idea what it is. They hear it in commercials, and then they think it's just a song for the commercial. Or they think it was made just for their generation. All right, so additionally, Ubisoft has released a video walkthrough of the underwater chase stage Glue Glue, which is set to cover 5.6.7.8 song Woohoo from the Kill Bill soundtrack. If you don't know, you should know that one. Now, that was in a commercial, too. Woohoo! It's a 5.6.7.8, by the way. Rayman Legends is set to launch on the 30th of August in Europe on the Wii U, the Xbox, the PlayStation, the Vita, and the PC, so you should be able to get it if you want it. I don't want it. Y'all know why. If you don't know why, go back and listen to our old shows.
I don't know what to think about that great big fishy thing that keeps trying to eat him.
The Wii U version has the added benefit of allowing an additional player to use the gamepad to control Sprite Murphy, who can shuttle platforms and various objects in the environment.
Now you've got some juice?
I got the most delicious juice, like, ever.
Ooh, what kind of juice you got?
You guys know Josh Hamilton? You know, he was at Valve for 8 years. And
I think that name rings a bell, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. He left
Jay!
Valve.
Jay! Hello, Jay!
Hello, well, he left Valve in February, and he's got a new job.
Really?
Uh-huh, yeah. He works at Microsoft.
Uh-oh.
With a focus on PC gaming and entertainment strategy. Do y'all see what's about to happen up in there? Oh, my God. Because he just started at the position, he declined to be interviewed by any media outlet. And unfortunately, I am not in the Seattle area and will not be attending PAX, so I cannot fluffy cake him into an interview. I'm pretty sure I could. But this is all that he had to say. Yes, I have joined Microsoft, where I will be focusing on making Windows a great platform for gaming and interactive entertainment. I think there is a lot of opportunity for Microsoft to deliver the games and entertainment customers want and to work with developers to make that happen. I am so excited to be here. His departure from Valve after an 8-year tenure came cloaked in mystery. He left the company at the same time as several high-profile employees were reportedly, quote-unquote, laid off. Valve did not address the reasons behind the staff reductions, which founder Gabe Newell told Engadget. We're not going to discuss why anyone in particular is or isn't working here. Gabe, lay off the coffee. At Valve, Hoffman was the primary point of contact for developers that distributed games on Steam and to many in the gaming world, was the service's driving force. While he certainly wasn't the sole reason for its success, he was the biggest cheerleader and even bigger proponent of digital distribution. As a result, his move to Microsoft has raised many questions about the Redmond-based company's plans in the PC gaming space. Ooh, this is going to be so good. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. Okay, so with the Microsoft One launch looming, Microsoft has greatly de-emphasized PC gaming as of late. Some developer sources have told GI.biz that they were under the impression the company had largely given up on the Games for Windows initiative. Holt's hiring could signal a renewed emphasis on the computer, on PC gaming, though. If you're wondering, well, what has Holtman done? He is largely credited with convincing third-party publishers like EA and Activision to sell their games directly on Steam, as well as recruiting many smaller companies who might otherwise have vanished by now. He's also credited with steering Steam through the DRM controversy that it encountered. Also, the annual Steam summer sale that we enjoy so much, the holiday sales. Oh, yes. And he's also calmed people down that were a little pissy about all that going on. You know this is going to be good, right, Ginger?
That is definitely going to mend that.
Let me pick up my bib and dab at the corners of the mouth. I cannot wait to see what's going to happen. It's going to be so delicious. The fight is going to be delicious.
That is going to be amazing. I can't wait to see. That is going to be good.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Speaking of, well, this is not really all been good. That's kind of, I was trying to figure out how to do this one, but anyways. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. Looks like they got it from The Hill, who got it from TechDirt, who got it from God knows where. But White House says, known liar, will establish an NSA review group. But, of course, you know, won't be leading it or be part of it. Yeah. The White House has appointed the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, who is the guy, by his own admission, lied to Congress about the NSA spying on Americans. They've hired him to establish a review group on intelligence and communications technology to assess the NSA's surveillance efforts. This sounds like something we should be doing. Totally. Oh, my God. Somebody shoot us now. Of course, this has caused quite the fuss. So the White House has clarified that Director Clapper will not be part of the group and is not leading or directing the group's efforts. So why was he hired for this? Wow. Even if I am directing you to establish a review group, doesn't mean Clapper will be picking the members. What? The review group will brief their interim findings to me through the Director of National Intelligence, and the review group will provide a final report and recommendations to me through the DNI no later than December 15th. Okay. I'm going to call BS on this. I'm sure it's happening, but what's happening is complete BS. And you hire the guy to be the director of it, more or less? And then you say, but he's not actually going to have anything to do with it. He's not going to run it. He's not going to be part of the group. Then what did you hire him for? To sit there and look pretty?
Yeah.
Come on. I don't even know what to think about this. This is just, speaking of bad news, I'm just going to be a bad news bearer right now.
Uh-oh.
12 laid off from Crystal Dynamics.
No.
Tomb Raider maker Crystal Dynamics has confirmed with Kotaku, our frenemies, that it has laid off around 12 of its staff members. Crystal Dynamics is a studio under the auspices of Eidos, which is owned by the parent company Square Enix. These staff members were not working on a new Tomb Raider game, but a brand new IP. The company issued the following statement on the layoffs. We've made some decisions at Crystal Dynamics last week around the second project we're working on, which has resulted in a small number of roles, roughly 12, becoming redundant as we rescope the project. This doesn't affect the Tomb Raider development team, who, as confirmed last week, are well into production on the next generation sequel. We're a close-knit team at Crystal and wouldn't be making these changes if we didn't feel it absolutely necessary. We'll help those affected as best as we can, and we want to thank them for their hard work and commitment. If anyone is looking for development talent, please contact mtrout at crystald.com. We'll put you in touch direct. There we go. Yay!
That'd be scary.
But, I mean, that's that. I mean, thankfully it is only 12, but still, I mean, it sucks. At least it's not right there at Christmas, but it is still sucky. Sucky, sucky, sucky time to be looking for a job.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Ginger!
What?
You and your Yahoo. I was like, I'm looking at our alerts. I'm like, why do I have an alert that says something about babies and hacking?
Oh.
I was like, what happened here? Did it happen again? All right, I need you to put this one up so I can get you really into the higher register.
Well, apparently
there.
It has happened. Apparently there have been several stories. But anyways.
We got just enough time to do this one so I can get Ginger all up in the higher register.
What you got?
Behavior Interactive is proud to announce a new Eternal Crusade partnership with Much Different, a leader in multiplayer game network technologies. In order to let a massive number of players meet in a shared environment, Behavior Interactive has decided to power its most anticipated game using Pico Server. This technology is the same one that Much Different used to set a record-breaking 1,000 players in a single game environment. According to Stephen Mulrooney, Behavior Interactive's executive technical director, Much Different offers a level of game server scalability for massively multiplayer online games that no one else can. With Pico Server, we'll be able to meet the gaming community's expectations and more simultaneous players. Ginger's waiting. It's coming. Wait for it. Christian Lonholm, CEO of Much Different, is very excited that Behavior will be using Pico Server to deliver a world-class multiplayer experience. The first partnership is a new step towards Behavior Interactive's vision in making a game that will stand out both by its gameplay and its ability to gather the gaming community around the project. Are you ready, Ginger?
I'm ready. I'm wondering what this has to do with
it. I know. Behavior Interactive's online head of studio is already picturing this range of new possibility as he invites the community to imagine seeing 500 space orcs running towards you, shouting, "Wow!" while 499 of your space marine friends get ready to defend your fortress. I know I can. What game? Warhammer 40K, Eternal Crusade.
That's not my game.
That is to your game, wasn't it? Wait a minute, what were you playing last night?
Playing Warhammer Online, which is not.
Yes, the Warhammer Crusade is going to be the new expansion for that, as though I understand.
Ah!
Oh!
Okay. Wait. No. If it has to do with, like, Warhammer, whatever it was, what was it again? You said something K.
40K Eternal Crusade. It's not out yet, but it's going to run on this server so that you can have that large amount of players all at once.
I think that's two different games. Honestly, I do.
Let's find out.
I think that one is a Command and Conquer type thing. It's a real-time strategy, and the one I'm playing is an MMO.
Well, they're saying it could run that, so maybe they'll throw both on there. We will find out.
That'd be not.
Since they sent us over to... Why do y'all send us crazy stuff that don't I like when they send us stuff and say, this trailer here, and then there's no trailer.
Because they'd be crazy.
We got 4 minutes before we have to go. Don't ask me why I sang that song. I had a 90s flashback or something. I don't know why.
You'll sing it because you'll be crazy.
apparently.
All right, so it is my go then. Let me get this last one up on the screen for you. I'm standing around in SL, so y'all get to see me there. Anyways, we press play here. Raven's menacing veteran commander class comes elsewhere.
Oh, really?
Killer Combo, publisher of the hit free-to-play action MMORPG Elsword, revealed its newest class today for one of the most popular characters in the game, Raven. Becoming a veteran commander makes Raven a walking arsenal with more weapons and skills than ever before. It is also the newest in the ongoing Transformation Evolution series, which is delivering a new class for each six characters. That's hot. With the new ability to hurl grenades and a devastating flamethrower added to his robotic arm, Raven is more intimidating than ever before. Trouncing foes like a nuclear reactor in a meltdown mode, the latest class adds even more fire-based attacks on the onslaught. As a veteran commander, Raven retains his signature ability to overheat attacks, supercharging them while damaging himself. With this evolution, he adds stronger abilities to his overheat mode, making him an unstoppable force. After overheating his robotic arm, time and time again, Raven realized it was weakening under the stress and would not hold up much longer. Thus, he embarked on a mission to conquer the most powerful foes in the world and scavenge their parts to rebuild his arm as the ultimate weapon. While this mission was not exactly glorious, he was able to rebuild his arm to be faster, more fire-resistant, and yield even more destructive attacks. Yay! Alright, so again, this is in the free-to-play, that's right, I said free-to-play, Elsword Online, which is an MMO. So, hey, if you're looking for something new and you're not going to join me over in, Warhammer Online, which you should, then Elsword! Are you going to join me over in Warhammer Online?
I am. Just got some things to handle this week first because we got something coming. I can't tell you about just yet. You'll see it in a few days. And after we get past that, yes, you all can come play with us in Warhammer Online. A reminder to all of you, I think all of us are going to start playing Warhammer. If you are a super fast leveler, you want to play with Snow and Ginger. And if you like to explore, you want to play with me.
Yes, Snow and I are going to be in there kicking butt and taking names.
Yeah, those two are quick, fast levels. I didn't say they were going to level you now, mind you. That doesn't mean they're going to level you quickly. They just level quickly. You'll leave and go get a drink and come back, and they'll be from level 5 to 20. Seriously, it's like weird. I don't know what they do.
we rock is what we do.
You do. You rock hard. They rock hard.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take you out the little PvP girl, Sexy Killer, and Gigi.
Yay for PvP girl!
All day, y'all, tomorrow.
This game you play, with your life I play, racking up them HK. You can ask Gigi, trust me, she will say the same thing. The queen and the princess, always bring that business. Laughing at these haters, cause they no competition. The queen and the princess, always bring that business. Y'all should feel honored, cause greatness you just witnessed.
Light 'em up, go ahead, shawty, do your thing.
Light 'em up,
go ahead, shawty, do your thing.
Light 'em up,
go ahead, shawty, do your thing.
Light 'em up,
go ahead, shawty, do your thing.
Light 'em up,
go ahead, shawty, do your thing.
Light 'em up,
go ahead, shawty, do your thing.
Light 'em up,
go ahead, shawty, do your thing.
Light 'em up,
go ahead, shawty, do your thing.
I'ma light 'em up with some arrows made of fire. Spit right from my tongue, an assassin for hire. Pristine with gasoline, dipped ammo once he's fire. I'm the queen and my team's gonna watch our foes expire. Lay down that royal carpet and I'll paint it red myself. With the blood of all I've killed, put their KDs on a shelf. Over 60k they'll kill and not stop until a million. Fuck it, I'm not stopping till I hit 100,000 trillion. Not a doubt, my twisted little mind that we are just about.
Later, boys and girls.